It is time once again for the Palm Village Word, this time the 4-minute edition. You get two editions here on KRDU 1130. Yes, siree. In studio with me, Chuck Buller. What is your official title at Palm Village?
Vice President of Advancement.
Advancement. And Jim Duick?
And I'm Director of Marketing.
Speaking of marketing, something, well, before we get to that, let's touch upon something we talked about on the 15-minute edition of the Palm Village Word, and that's Palm Village at Home that we can look forward to in 2013. Chuck, is that correct?
Yes, our Board of Directors has decided to begin a new program in Fresno in 2013, starting January and probably being implemented later in the spring, that creates a community of club members who want to be part of a community that's not at an actual physical retirement community, but in their homes.
Kind of a virtual village.
Kind of a virtual village where you would have access to a phone number for some services that you might need. Rather than trying to roll that out in 4 minutes, I would just say, if that's something that interests you, then call me, because I am currently the sole link to this new program.
Okay.
At 638-6933, and ask me about Palm Village at Home.
Okay.
And I'll give you a much fuller description.
638-6933, and of course,
that's
the
right.
559 area code.
Yes.
We want to talk about, on the next 3 minutes of the Palm Village Word Shorter Edition, the Fall Jamboree, which is right around the corner Saturday, October 6th. Jim Duick, what's going to be happening at Palm Village that day?
Well, this is our annual fall event, and we set it up so that it's an event for the whole family. So you can bring infants to toddlers to elementary age to high schoolers.
Even young guys like you and me, huh?
Grandmas and grandpas, you can bring everybody over and visit with any family or friends you might have at Palm Village. There's bounce houses for the kids. There's really great food. There's also going to be some games going on. We've got corn toss. Which you haven't, if you've never done that or watched that, that's pretty hilarious.
I still
and
have
fun
to find
to
out what the corn toss is. I don't know.
And Chuck, we're going to also have something new this year that we haven't had before. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a root beer float truck. The owner of A&W in Visalia has a very nice restored root beer float truck, and he's going to bring it to Reedley for a few hours, and everybody gets a free root beer float. There used to be an A&W in Reedley, and there no longer is, but it's
still one in Visalia.
Something we've all remembered growing up.
I have great memories of going to the A&W in Shafter.
There you go.
I grew up.
Absolutely.
With me, the A&W in Southern California. You know, those frosty mugs.
Right. Oh, man.
In fact, it's kind of amusing. A radio station here in Fresno caught wind of the fact that you're going to have the A&W truck
That's
out there.
Right.
And they contacted you and said, how do we get the A&W truck?
Exactly.
So, and those of you who remember, I remember the actual A&W cones. I don't know how many ounces of root beer they held, but they were in the shape of a megaphone.
Wow.
Small at the top, big at the bottom.
Wow.
And that was the really special treat when I got to have one of those. Because that was a lot of A&W root beer for me in those days.
Yeah. Good old root beer. And, of course, lots of other great food. Papa Murphy's Pizza, Eddie's Bakery out of Fresno.
Of course, we're going to have the Cinnabon Rolls.
Cinnabon Rolls.
If you've never had one of those, this is your chance.
This is all a donation-only event.
That's
in other words, you pay whatever you want to pay if you want to pay. You know, as Evelyn said, don't come and load up the van with free food. that's not the idea. Because every penny that you folks clear on this is going to what, Chuck?
The Living Legacy Fund, which helps people who manage to outlive their resources, which seems to be getting easier to do all the time.
Again, lots of great food. The entire family invited. Bring the youngins. There's going to be bounce houses, and it's a donation-only event, but to benefit the Living Legacy Fund. Great food. Saturday, October 6th. Jim, what are the hours there?
It's going to be from 10 to 1.
10 to 1 at Palm Village. And where do folks find Palm Village, Chuck?
703 West Herbert. It's on South Reed Avenue, just south of the Reedley Beach. Many of you know where that is.
10 to 1, Saturday, October 6th. If you've never seen Palm Village, great way to experience Palm Village and see it. Bring the whole family. Jim, how can they reach you if they've got questions?
They can call us at 559-638-6933, or they can find us on the web at palmvillage.com.
Thank you, Jim Duick. Thank you, Chuck Buller.
Thank you.
This has been the Palm Village Word. Thanks for listening.
Amen.